Hi there, welcome to our latest podcast, Learnings from the Year End. I'm joined today by my colleague Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. So today we just want to go through a few things of our learnings from doing year end again and again and again. I believe, Robin, we start this process in 5 months' time, would you believe? We're sat here in the steaming heat of our summer, and we're going to start talking about a year-end process that's hardly believable in November. Is that right, when we start the planning?
Yes, and we start the planning in November, early December.
November and early December. And it's crucial, that, isn't it, that we do start that early?
Yeah, absolutely.
And our council partners are ready to start then, aren't they? Which is a great thing for us and them, that everybody recognises this preparation time is crucial. And that it should start so early.
Yes.
Yeah. When do we operationally start?
Boxing Day, really. A lot of people do laugh about this. My thing is, get Christmas out of the way, get year-end on the go.
Yeah, but your two children must be a little bit sad when you're talking about year-end on Boxing Day. But they don't get involved in year-end, do they?
No.
No, good. So what is the key to success then, if we're going to do this?
The most important thing is making sure that the clients are aware of their processes.
Yeah.
I think a lot of councils have been through this before, but I think us as a business, we like to get everyone on board, working collaboratively to get to the end goal, and that is to get the letters out the door. So we do set up weekly meetings for the clients to set up milestones to discuss. I think the weekly meetings are very crucial and critical, and make sure that everyone is all on the same page and we're all walking towards that end goal.
Yeah, and I think you used a word earlier, collaboration.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that we've been doing this. Obviously, we've been doing this for years, but because we've been successful in doing this, we've managed to retain contracts and build those relationships over years.
Absolutely.
which means it's easier.
Yep.
It's not easy. It's easier because those relationships exist and there is a collaboration and mutual respect between the two organisations, whichever organisation that might be.
Yes. And also with that, it gives us the opportunity to discuss other areas of the business that they may also need help with. So digital, for example, we have sent digital elements for our customers.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited about that because we've been doing digital delivery for 15 years of documents. And in fact, we host, I think the last count, we host over 50 million documents here. But we're also digitally delivering millions of documents each month. It's only latterly that we've been able to positively engage with the councils to digitally deliver some of the year end, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that they're so encouraged by that they can send the same file.
Yeah.
No extra work on their part, no system intervention at their end. It's just an instruction to us to be able to part deliver.
Yes.
Some of that digitally. I mean, there's two things. One, there's a speed thing. But there's a cost thing. It's a real good cost saving for the councils when we're all under pressure to deliver cost savings.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the most important thing for them, is that all of their customers get the information when they need it and delivered on time.
Yeah. Now, I know we're talking about preparation. Preparation's good, and we start in November, and then we start operationally on Boxing Day. When's the last time we've received some data before the deadline? We all understand there is an absolute waterfall deadline that this has got to land on doorstep.
Yeah.
What's the last time we've actually received some data to print volume? I know there may be some reprints to print volume.
2 weeks before it hits the doormat. So that's the latest that we've had the data before.
Okay, I know you never told me that. You just kept that under your hat. But we achieved it, didn't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, there are occasions, and again, I come back to this collaboration and partnership. We know there are occasions when our council will have a problem that's not their problem, it's a system problem.
Yeah.
And they literally just cannot get it out of the system. And so therefore, we've got to have the firepower.
Yeah.
i.e. our print engines or our electronic delivery, and we've got to have that, but they've got to know we're there for them.
Yeah.
And I know that, again, those weekly meetings, don't worry, we're there for you.
Yeah.
We've got the firepower. And actually, although the councils are getting nervous because this is their biggest revenue generator and they've got to get it out on time, they have some comfort in knowing that we've done this before and we can help them out of the hole.
Yes, and that's what we do on the weekly meetings, is we discuss where they're at within the business, if they have any delays with any sort of software releases or that kind of thing, and giving them the reassurance that even if their deadlines are pushing back, we do have other availability for them to send their media.
Yeah, that's good. And therefore, this planning, the milestones, it's okay. There is a milestone. You've not hit the milestone, but we're all aware that the milestone has not been hit because you can't get the data.
Yeah.
So we can red flag that, and we're ready for it when it happens, as opposed to it being a surprise.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So communication is key, planning is key, but a good relationship is probably the overarching thing that makes this work.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you say you would, if it was your wish?
Mm-hmm.
What's your wish that we could do this with the council? Is it data earlier? Is it just everybody engaging with the planning process?
It's everybody engaging with the planning process. I think we've got a really good team here. We all work really collaboratively. And it's just making sure that we're all on the same page. And if the clients have their dates, then that's great. And if they don't, then that's also great. We're just there to work with them.
Okay. Right, so I'm going to put my sunnies on. We're going outside because it's sunny, just getting ready for the freezing cold in November and our planning process. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.